Money WGN.
We're live in Lisle at the Eyes of the Skies Festival, open now through July 6th. Pete and Jane hanging out here. Let's bring in the band. They'll be performing tonight at 6:45. It's the Way Down Wanderers. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, guys.
It's great. Hey. Great to be here with you guys.
There's
today.
A lot of you.
Colin, how many people are in the band?
Oh, we have six. Six with us.
Six people in the band. Okay. Do you want to introduce everybody?
Yeah, we got Austin Krause Thompson, my brother-in-law, here on guitar and singing some vocals.
Hey, guys. All right. Great hair. Austin's got great hair.
just because he has long rock star hair and a ponytail.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. John
Marikoski.
When the
band shows up, you want
here.
Him to have the hair. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, John Marikoski from Evanston area on the drum set. Nice. And
John's got great hair too.
Today.
Well, John's got short hair.
Well, of course.
Okay, all right.
Sean McQuinn, he's going to be playing some keys with us.
Now, what is that? What is that instrument?
Yeah. This is a melodica.
That's the guy on Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
John Batiste.
Yeah.
Personal hero of mine, but he likes to mess around on these. So inspired. I'm going to try it out today.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
John Williams on the upright bass and singing some vocals, too.
Yeah.
Can you describe the bass for people listening right now in their cars?
It's like a violin on steroids.
Okay. How tall is that bass?
It's about 6 feet tall.
6 feet?
Yeah.
It looks a little bit taller, but okay.
Well, I mean, it's got an end pin at the bottom that lifts it up to exactly the height that I need it to be.
How much does it weigh?
I don't know. I haven't weighed it lately. We haven't been to the doctor in a while.
I'd say maybe $1.50, 150 pounds. So
no, it's nothing much. It's just awkward.
6'3", 75 pounds. Okay.
So is that the bass that you've always played your whole life? Because when you think bass, you think of a bass guitar, and this is...
Well, I mean, when I first started playing the bass, it was in orchestra. So, you know, I was playing with cellos and violas and violins and everything, so...
It's fabulous.
All right.
I love to see it.
And we have the guy on the banjo.
Yes, Mr. Travis Kowalski on the banjo today.
Okay, so these are bluegrass instruments, but you're a rock hybrid band. How would you describe yourself?
I think that's a good description right there. You know, we play music that's heavily inspired by bluegrass music, but we kind of have some pop elements and some rock elements and even some spoken word, too, to kind of mix things up a little bit.
Okay. I grew up in Peoria. Jane and I both went to Bradley University.
Go be you.
That's great.
You guys are from P-Town.
Yes, myself and Austin here are from Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah,
big
I actually live right
faces.
On Bradley campus. So
you do?
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, it's interesting because Peoria has that that country rock bluegrass sound that a lot of people don't understand unless you lived it. Am I right on that?
Definitely. I think, you know, immersing ourselves around other musicians and you know, learning from other players is a big thing to be playing this style of music. I grew up, my grandpa played in a folk band, so I was
okay.
kind of around, you know, Americana and bluegrass bands my whole life, so I've always loved this type of music.
Yes, Jane. Jane has her hand up.
Well, because there's a lot of people, and I need to ask this question. The Way Down Wanderers. I'm always curious how you pick the name of your band. How does that come about, the Way Down Wanderers?
I think, you know, in the stages before the band was formed, we were kind of always aspiring to travel and play music, you know, and just, like, let that be our form of spreading, you know, our art. And I think we kind of grew into the theme of that.
And now you two are brother-in-laws, right?
We are, indeed, yeah.
So
I was fortunate enough to fall in love with Colin's sister a couple of years ago.
All right, dude, you got your buddy in the band falling in love with your sister. Your first reaction was, I'm going to punch him in the neck.
I can't say that was my reaction. You know, they before they started, you know, dating, we spent a lot of time together, just the three of us hanging out. So we've always, it's always been a good thing. You know, I was really excited when they started dating because I thought they were a really good match and... Yeah, happy to have Austin a part of my family.
I bet the wedding was fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Were you in the band? I mean, did you guys play at your own wedding?
No, definitely not. No way.
So you guys were friends first, then you fell in love with the sister.
Exactly.
Yes.
It was, now it's all in the family. Yeah. Is she here?
No, we're just
Where
a family
she?
Band. She's not here today.
Aww, no, she didn't make it, hanging out in P-Town.
It's okay.
Colin, what do you call that instrument you're playing?
I'm playing the mandolin.
The mandolin.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah. How fun.
You guys have such a great sound. My brother Jamie has seen you play in Peoria. When was the last time you played down there?
We were just on the riverfront back in early June this year. So
he loves you guys. He's
That's
like,
amazing.
You have to have them play Wildfire. Is there a story with this song?
Definitely. Yeah, I kind of wrote the song. My girlfriend at the time had moved away to a different state, and The song was kind of about being a touring musician and, you know, missing your family on the road, and particularly her in this song.
Aww. Awesome. Maybe you could fall in love with his sister.
Well, I'm actually getting married in
okay.
in a He's week, good. Not to Austin's sister. So.
You're getting married in a week?
I am, yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. This is our last show today in Lyle before a couple of weeks off.
So. Fantastic. The Way Down Wanderers, where can people follow you on social media? Are you just the Way Down Wanderers on
Yeah, the
Insta?
Way Down Wanderers on Facebook, Instagram,
okay.
you know, Spotify. All your platforms.
And by the way, not only do they have a great sound, because we're going to hear that next, but they have a great attitude. They're smiley and they're happy and they're
really
laughing
happy.
At jokes. Yeah, they have a good spirit. That's what I wanted to say. So thank
we
you
try.
For bringing that with.
Thank All right. you.
All right, whenever you guys are ready, All this right. is called Wildfire, The Way Down Wanderers on 720 WGN.
1, 2.
Wildfire won't keep me back from you. It's all right, I'll get back sometime. I'm sorry that I got so damn confused, but I still remember when I was moving for you. My fire won't keep back from you. I know now it's true.
Pulls out the spoons. You know this is a special band. Wow. Fantastic, guys. I mean, that is a great, great song. And the harmonies.
Thank you.
I mean,
are
you
fun?
Oh, my gosh.
I was broadcasting it live on Instagram.
Oh, right on.
You had 1,000 people waving and like, turn it up. It was so fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The Way Down Wanderers are performing tonight in the Eyes of the Skies Festival at 6:45. We're going to do one more song after news, okay? All right, let's check news right now. Kim, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
Now, back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
Broadcasting live from Lyle. It's all brought to you by the Eyes of the Skies Festival, where 100% of the proceeds go to local charities, and they're going to have the evening glow. The balloons are going to start showing up sometime in the next hour.
And you know, it's 100% volunteers.
Yes.
Amazing.
Everywhere.
The balloons are going to start showing up, which I'm so excited about. But you know what I'm really excited about? That the band's here.
The band at 6:45. Of course, live music all weekend long. The Way Down Wanderers perform tonight at 6:45. The Peoria Connection here with us. Jane doesn't. Do you like being associated to Peoria since you went
funny.
To Bradley?
It's, well, you were in my head just moments ago, and I was like, I hate it when you associate me with Peoria. No, I love my Bradley association,
yes.
And I was born and raised
Orland
in the
Park,
south side of Chicago.
Southsider, yes.
The south side city proper, and then suburbs. You're from Orland?
Yeah.
Really? Where'd you go to high school?
Sandberg.
Oh, you went to Sandberg. I went to Andrew. Yeah, but same district. We're good.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Got it.
But I'm happy with Peoria. Thank you.
If you're
I had a great time there.
If you're in a band, you have to wear pants. I've noticed, except for one guy in your band, Colin.
No, two guys.
Oh, two guys. Yeah. We got two pairs of shorts here. But most guys always wear pants. Why is that?
No pants required to be in the Way Down Wanderers.
Okay.
So the question is, because you've got these are some cool pants with the tartan sort of.
Yeah, I like them.
Thrift store?
It looks like my kilt. Believe it or not.
That's what
cool.
I was going for.
I like it. The whole look is good. The music's better.
Thank you.
How often do you guys play in the Chicago area? I know you're getting married next month.
Yeah, quite often. I'm trying to think. Austin, when's our next show?
Yeah, we're coming back for the Taste of Lincoln Avenue this late July, I believe, on the 27th.
It's right in my backyard.
So, right
oh, I
your,
love the Taste
right
of Lincoln.
Hood.
Yes.
Can we ask Andy, you have a funny story with the Way Down Wanderers?
Is
it a lot? Can he tell a funny story?
I don't know if it's funny.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's funny, and I talked to these guys a little bit about it when they pulled up. It was really just a weird timing thing. We decided we wanted Parmalee for our country headliner, and we got them confirmed. And then we were like, well, who should we have as the opener? So some things came across the desk, and this one came across the desk, and I was like, I'm going to listen to it. And I'm like, oh, this sounds great. Who are these guys? And it happened to be the Way Down Wanderers. And I'm like, let's see if they're available. I think they'd complement Parmalee really well, and it'd just be a good mashup. And then the week after we got them confirmed for the festival, and they're going to be able to tell you a little bit more about this than I can, because this is more their news than mine, but the week after I got them confirmed, Rolling Stone Magazine names them one of the top 10 bands of 2019.
You're kidding!
What?
Yeah. So it was really just a timing thing on my part, but you know this is more their news than mine.
Uh-oh.
I just was like, I can't believe this just happened to us as a festival.
That's
we got
great.
We decided to pick a band, and then this happened. You know, so
I don't mean to bring it back to me, but
I know music.
The last band that I introduced to Chicagoland, I don't know if you've heard of them, Greta Van Fleet. I said this is going to be a great band. I went and saw them at the Aragon, and then they blew up.
And by the way, this is the
so
point.
I'm good luck.
This is the point in the show, guys. Don't give Pete your personal phone number. Because he will text you when he goes to Peoria.
Colin and Austin
feet,
are—they're on my radar right now.
Did you already give him your number?
I'll get it.
He's got it. We've been texting buddies all day.
Oh boy!
I will send you a wedding gift. Okay,
oh,
can I Venmo you money and just call it a day? I'll do that during this next song.
I'll probably call you at like 2 a.m. tonight.
Tell me about this next cover you guys are going to do. Is this a band favorite? What is it?
Yeah, this is more so just one we've kind of worked into the set recently. We always like to switch it up, you know, with some fresh, you know, material. So originally done by The Faces, I believe, Ooh La La.
Right. Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart as well. And, we've just been having fun with it. So
people can hear this tonight if they stop by Lyle Ives.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll throw this in the set tonight for sure.
6:45.
Is the set list done already?
Not at all. No way.
Not started yet.
I mean,
still
you guys
to
are
check too.
Top 10 band of Rolling Stone. We need to know.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, and also a lot of pressure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you remember us
yeah.
when you're big and famous.
And one more thing. Your manager, Garrick Peterson, who I've known for 20 years. How did Garrick discover you guys, or did it just kind of happen that you worked together?
I think we'd worked with Garrick. He had booked us for a couple street festivals in Chicago, so we'd sort of known each other for a couple years, and then recently, I think in 2018, after we played one of his festivals, he expressed interest in working with us, and he's just a great guy.
Smart man.
We're
he
super
knows
lucky
music
to have
too.
Him
yeah,
on our
does.
Team.
Yeah, he does. The Way Down Wanderers. Okay, whenever you guys are ready.
All right.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke on women's ways. With the trap you and the used you before you even know. For love is blind, you're far too kind to ever let it show. Stronger than can, such a pretty show. They steal your heart away, but backstage. other cheek, it makes you wonder where you are. If you want some more and she's fast asleep, it leaves you twinkling with the stars. Oh, poor young grandson.
Down Wanderers, that is fantastic, guys. The harmonies.
Thank you so much.
I was worried about your voice towards the end. It looks like you were going to cough for a second. Nice.
He's a professional, Pete.
Guys, right. Thank you so much for coming by. This is the band, Jane.
Yeah.
This is the band of 2019.
This is the band to watch, and you're right here with us right now. Enjoy the show tonight. Have fun.
Thank you. 6:45.
Say break a leg.
The Eyes, the Skies Festival. Let's go to Kim Gordon with news headlines. Kim?